It's a uniquely Japanese service, one that provides respectability to women engaged in the world's oldest profession. Alibi-ya provides women in Japan's sex industry with a reputable but totally fictitious identity, designed to conceal their real job from their families. Alibi-ya companies provide, among other things, fake business cards, references and employment certificates to sex workers. They've even been known to provide a fake boss for birthday speeches. But as North Asia correspondent Mark Willis reports from Tokyo, real police have made some real arrests and laid fraud charges over the oddball services.
It's a flourishing industry in a floundering economy. Alibi-ya comes from the English word alibi and the Japanese suffix ya, meaning seller. So in other words, these businesses sell alibis. Shintaro Sakamoto runs an alibi-ya in Tokyo.
We provide assistance to mainly hostesses and prostitutes. We help them to rent apartments and we help them to get their kids into nursery schools. We do this by helping them with their identity.
In other words, Mr. Sakamoto's company sets the client up with a totally fake job and background, one which is acceptable to real estate agents and nursery schools, which might balk at dealing with a sex worker. Alibi-ya operator Shintaro Sakamoto.
Women who work in the sex industry or as a hostess don't want their father and mother to find out about it, and so we get many requests asking us to please create a more respectable identity.
Hi, Yamada Shosha desu.
Alibi-ya, like Mr. Sakamoto's, even offer phone services. So, for example, when parents ring the office their daughter supposedly works at, the alibi-ya will be ready with the deception, explaining their daughter is in a meeting and will call back shortly. The alibi-ya will then ring the woman's mobile and tell her to call home. Even the caller ID is fixed, so it looks like the woman is calling from the landline in her fake office. So is there anything illegal about alibi-ya, given they offer false employment certificates, fake tax receipts and dodgy business cards? In a statement, Japan's National Police Agency told AM,
under Japanese law, alibi companies are not, on the face of it, illegal. It is difficult to expose possible illegality by these firms, such as fraud and the counterfeiting of documents. If we could, we would crack down on them.
But recently came the first bust of an alibi-ya, when two clients used false documents they obtained at a Tokyo-based service to get a large bank loan. Shintaro Sakamoto insists that his business is merely about providing people on the margins of Japanese society with a respectable identity.
We don't provide this service when it's clear from the beginning that the purpose is for fraud, assets or money. We limit cases to those clients who simply want to hide their work from their family.
And to do that, there have even been cases of alibi-ya sending along a fake boss to weddings and other family gatherings to make speeches, all to keep up the charade. This is Mark Willis in Tokyo for AM.